Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
This one here.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2018 Reese Senior Bowl with the standout from Idaho State, Skylar Phillips. Skylar, man, what's it like being down here? You're rubbing elbows with the best in the business in terms of players and NFL teams. Surreal so far?
I mean, not surreal. It didn't take that long to get acclimated to it. It's definitely a really cool experience, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I'm not starstruck yet because, I mean, I do feel like, you know, this is where I belong, obviously. So that's what I really want to prove out here is that I can consistently perform with the best.
When's the last time you when was your last game?
Oh, December?
So, yes, how anxious are you to just kind of put the pads on today and just kind of do some football stuff?
I'm not anxious. I'm calm, cool, and collected.
Okay.
But when it's, when it's time to go, though, I mean, you know, once the pads strap up, I'm not accountable for my actions. So.
Yeah, I mean, you come across here, I mean, big smiling face,
Yeah. Right
eye. I mean, yeah, happy. And then, but the lights. When does that kind of start to turn? What part of the? On a Saturday morning, you wake up. I don't know. You go through your routine. When does Skylar Phillips, nice, fun guy, starts to metamorphose into the, you know, physical beast?
Well, in college, it was during our pregame meal.
Okay.
But here, I'll say it'd probably be during taping.
Okay.
Won't be that nice of a guy, so watch out, training staff.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
You hear that?
Wait, you have always had the size?
Yeah. I don't know where I got it from. It's a mystery. I couldn't tell you.
On
my mom's side and my dad's side, they're not huge people. I mean, my grandpa is pretty tall, but he's, you know, a twig. So just kind of a, you know,
an anomaly,
yeah. The BFG over here.
That's all right. Hey, remember I got you to a good spot. I mean, that's what my size got for me.
I mean, you're still here too. So.
I'm still here too, yeah. But I think your future is a lot brighter. When did the idea that what you're doing on Saturday can get you to Sunday? I'm sure your coaches, maybe your teammates, you start to get some accolades, but when did you kind of really sink in? You're like, damn it, man, I got a shot at playing in the league.
Well, it really did. My very first time that a scout came to our school and asked for me specifically by name. And that had never happened before because there was recruits in the past, prospects from our school. So they would show up for them and they'd be like, hey, you know, there's a scout here, so make sure you do well. So, you know, but having them there for me, and then it escalated from there to having three or four scouts at a time. I mean, at one point I had like seven in the room, and they just put me in the hot seat and just started firing questions. And, you know, I was just recently turned 21, so it's like, it's going crazy. But I'd say 2015, that's that season when everything kind of started to click and then realized, you know, it's going to be my future.
You had to love that. And does your mind change a little bit after all those? Maybe the first time you're like, wow, they've really taken notice. Like, do you start practicing even harder, paying attention even more?
No, because I feel like if you strain too much, then you're going to underperform. And that's happened to me in the past. And, you know, the best do it every day. And so I'm striving to be the best, so therefore I have to do it every day. And so, you know, everyone says go above and beyond, but when you constantly go above and beyond, it's just normal for you. So, you know, you get acclimated pretty quickly.
I'm going to use that. Once again, Skylar Phillips here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft, the Senior Bowl standout. For you, these scouts are down here. You've talked to them, as you said, in the past. But if they're in the film room, you're in the film room, they're breaking down tape of you, what are they going to love? What do you bring to the position where they're like, man, we got to use a pick on you?
Well, they like the fact that I'm a bully, especially on the run plays. And they like seeing Big 71 pulling around on power and just finding some work. But I guess the only thing that they have told me that can be better is just straight up consistency. And, you know, that's just, like I said, day in and day out.
Day in.
If you want to be the best, you got to do it every day, not just one rep here, one rep there. So, I mean, they would say Skylar Phillips, yeah, he's a good player, just needs to work on consistency. So that's my mindset going into this whole thing, just be consistent as possible.
Awesome. How about anything go unnoticed in terms of, you know, what we can't see on film? You might be a film junkie, workout warrior, maybe, I don't know, you know, maybe the system you ran, you wanted to pass block more, run block more, anything like that?
I really had no input or thoughts on the system. I mean, it just lined up and played. And I'm not the coach, so it's not up to me to you know, come up with the schemes and implement it, because that's, my brain's too small for that. You tell me where to go, tell me who I got, and let's go get it. Yeah, I'm joking, of course. I don't have a small brain.
I love it, man.
No, but, yeah, it's just an overwhelming experience for the first about 30 minutes it was. But then once you get settled in and kind of get in the groove of it, and just don't forget to smile. That's the only thing. If you smile, everybody likes you more.
So. Yeah, it's smiling just makes everybody comfortable, man.
Yeah, smile, show your hands. Everyone's comfortable.
How about this one? Where are you training at? Where are you getting prepared for this big show?
ESPN Wide World of Sports with Coach Tom Shaw.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Going to run like a 1.240 after all the speed.
You guys heard that here on the C2 people.
No, no. All right, we're shooting for a 5-1. Let's
just
throw
just
it
so
out.
You know, if I use that as the Twitter lead for the interview, I'd be like, Skylar Phillips says he's going to, like, you know, all those Twitter trolls that come on are like, there's no way he's running.
Yeah.
Like, I think we know that.
There's obviously sarcasm.
Yeah, I'm just
trying to give you a better feel for my personality. And,
it comes across great. And like I said, I love getting guys that are jovial and are fun and. And you know, like you see, you just seem like a fun kid. But like I said, I love when that tenacity starts, and especially like I said, the bully aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's nobody here that needs a bully unless they're all on defense. But I mean, I don't think we're gonna worry about that. You probably play corner or safety, so you're safe out there.
I'd run away from it as fast as I could. If you still probably catch me. Before we wrap things up, though, we always like to have some fun. I think we've been having fun, but we throw some lighter-hearted questions at you. Are you ready to take a shot with us?
Yeah.
All right. Female celebrities. Take anybody out for a quick bite to eat. Who are you going to take to dinner?
My girlfriend, Sides Pasa, whom I love. Next question, please.
Oh, nice. those are brownie points. Brownie points. I like it. How about this one? Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. If you got to have anything painted on there, any kind of theme, any idea, anything you wanted to represent, what would you want sprayed on there?
The shoe fits, wear it. Just get the job done.
I'm an
offensive lineman. We don't need to be pretty. We just got to get the job done.
Let me ask you this one. In terms of the offensive line, your former teammates, you guys are usually the big bulky dudes. Who's the most impressive eater, and what was the most impressive meal you've seen? Maybe yourself or one of your teammates too.
Oh man, I played with a guy named Wes Wingrove. I think he graduated 2 or 3 years ago. At the time, he was about 330. You know, he's a big sized kid. He was from Georgia, so he knew his way around a plate. I remember we went out to all you can eat sushi, and this man had 16 full size rolls. And made himself throw up and still came back strong. And I've never seen anything like that. After 4 rows, I was KO'd. It was unbelievable.
What was the bill for 16 rolls, by the way?
It's $20 all you can eat.
Okay. $20.
Funny story about that, though. It's so great because, you know, you get a lot. Not so great 3 days before your first game when you get food poisoning. So, unfortunately,
careful.
They shut down.
That's good for you guys. You get hit in a game. And then the final one, this is your show, this is your podcast, Skylar Phillips. Do you want to give any shout-outs to anybody?
I think everybody who has helped me get here knows that I appreciate them, so I'm not going to shout out to God and my mother and thank them for all that. But I'll just give a shout-out to my little brother, Zane Phillips. You know, love you, kid. And when I get my Xbox back online, it's game over. That's all I'm going to say.
Nice. Is he the most, maybe the... How old is he?
He's 12.
Oh, okay.
He'll be 13 this summer.
Okay, I wasn't sure if he was... closer in age where you guys maybe had some physical spats.
Oh, he's a big kid. He's about up to here right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a big...
You're 12.
Big
one,
yeah. Must be the mom's genes, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, hey, man, Skylar, we appreciate you sharing your time with us. I always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Absolutely. I appreciate you interviewing me.
Thank you.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.